This is St. Louis Public Radio. Homeless characters sometimes make it into the margins of a movie, TV show, or play, but rarely do they have starring roles. But a drama to be staged this weekend by St. Louis's True Community Theater gives top billing to those who don't have a permanent address. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that the play called Less includes actors who have firsthand experience with living in limbo.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray.
A character named Alice lives with mental illness and communicates only through songs of the 1960s.
On a winter's day.
Alice and other characters who are homeless spend their days in public libraries, fast food restaurants, and parks. Devon Shea Ali, who plays Alice, knows what that's like.
I also have been homeless.
When the actor was 20 years old, she went through a rough patch that included sleeping on friends' couches around St. Louis. Having little control over her life was frustrating.
Whenever they left, I had to leave too. So when they left the next day to get up and leave for work, I had to find something to do until it was time for me to go to work.
At the time, Ali was a preschool teacher who couldn't afford rent.
Oftentimes, people have that stereotype that if you're homeless, you don't have a job. But you can have a job and still be homeless. You can be educated and still be homeless as well, because I did at that time. I had an associate's degree, and I was in school working on a bachelor's. And here I am now. I have a master's degree.
A professor who helps people who are homeless write poetry is another character in the play.
Has anyone been working on their haikus?
No.
Kimberly Romine plays the role of the professor. In her real job, she sells tickets at a movie theater. She once lived in a local homeless shelter for 2 years, a place she was grateful for, but where she really had to watch her back.
People taking your things and people fighting, arguing a lot. When people argue or get real loud, it makes me very afraid. And I just want to crawl under something and get away real quick.
Gary Shepard, who's also in the play, has his own beef with shelters. Rather than live in one, he spent 7 years sleeping on the streets of St. Louis.
I basically slept on every block downtown, behind every dumpster.
How did you sort of physically create a space that we didn't freeze to death?
Once you wrap up in two or three blankets, you'll be surprised how the body can hold heat.
The struggle was worth it, he says, when he thought about what it felt like to be in a shelter.
It reminded me of prison. It reminded me of jail. And I just couldn't do it.
But after one actual jail experience, Shepard stopped abusing drugs and began living in supported housing. Now he does odd jobs like raking leaves and cutting grass, and he's in this play. But just like Shepard's not typically an actor, the playwright also has a very different role in her everyday life.
I'm a social worker.
It's the fourth year Elaine Ellis will stage Less on Friday and Saturday night at the Metropolitan Community Church near Soulard. She wrote it because everyone kept asking her the same thing about her job.
People would always ask me, what are homeless people like? And to answer that question, they would have had to ask me, like, what is Mr. Jones like, or what is Mrs. Smith like? Because each person is such an individual.
And each person has a unique story, Ellis says. She hopes theatergoers will see that none of their situations makes them less.
I am homeless, but I am not mindless.
I am homeless, but I'm not useless.
I am homeless, but I am not worthless.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.